Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmadu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim amma ba'd. What can I say after the explanation of the beautiful Ash'ar? There's nothing to say, to add. Just one portion of that Ash'ar that is very, very important. Yakzamani Sohbati Awliya. To stay in the Sohbat of the Awliya. And how that is the most important of all the Ash'ar that we listen. We speak about the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the way to get all those good qualities is, the best way is to stay in the Sahbat al-Awliya. So just to illustrate those beautiful explanations, there was the life of our Akabir is one of the best ways to understand the reality of these qualities. I will just repeat what I heard from Hazrat Wala, our beloved Hazrat and our Mashayikh. In Tanaba 1, in India, there were a place in the masjid, in one masjid, where three awliyaullah, very great, great luminaries, were staying. One is Mawlana Muhammad Tanwi, rahmatullah alayhi. One was Haji Imdadullah Sahib, Mahaj al-Makki, rahmatullah alayhi. And the third one was Hafiz Zamin Shahid, rahmatullah alayhi. And till today, the room where they're staying, the masjid, is still present. We can visit the place. It's full of nur, mashallah. And at the same zaman, at the same time, in Gango, there was a young alim, just qualified alim. He's Darsi Nizami, very brilliant alim, very, very istiadad wal alim, not kacha alim like us, like me. So his name was Mufti Rashid Gangui, rahmatullah alayhi. Rashid Ahmad Gangui, rahmatullah alayhi. So one day it happened that Mufti Gangui, rahmatullah alayhi, came across a risala that was written by Mawlana Muhammad Tani, rahmatullah alayhi. And according to his knowledge, his understanding, he noticed that in that risala there were some mistakes. And he wanted to discuss, to make munazara about it with Mawlana Muhammad Tani, rahmatullah alayhi. So he decided to go to Tanaba 1. When he reached Tanaba 1, he entered the masjid and he passed by the room of Haji Imdadullah, rahmatullah alayhi. Haji Sahib called him, asked him, what you doing here, what you want? He said, I came to visit Mawlana Muhammad Tani, rahmatullah alayhi, because I got some point to discuss with him, some munazara to do with him. So Haji Sahib immediately said, Toba, Toba. You are a young alim and you want to discuss with such a great alim about ilm. Just sit down little. I want to speak to you. So Mawlana Gangui, rahmatullah alayhi, he said, and within few minutes, Haji Sahib changed completely his heart. His mind changed completely. He cooled down completely. So much so, on the spot, he took bayat with Haji Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. He came without nothing, without clothes, without saman, nothing. His maktab was only for a few hours and go back to Gango. And he stayed 40 days, or 40 days in the sohbat of Haji Sahib, rahmatullah alayhi. And in these 40 days, he attained such a great, great, great faida and such a level, a rank in the proximity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when he left, when the time came for him to leave Tanaba 1, so Haji Sahib called him. And Haji Sahib told him, Rashid Ahmad, jo kuch amanat mere paas thi, maine aapke hawale mein kar di. Whatever nur, spirituality I had in myself, I've given it to you. And he went away. So time is passing, months are passing, and Mawlana Gangui, rahmatullah alayhi, doesn't give any news to his sheikh. No letter, no writing, no khabar, nothing. And his sheikh has so much love for him. So he himself, he wrote a letter. And he sent it to Mawlana Gangui, rahmatullah alayhi, and say, ask him, what is your halat, what is your condition from the time you left me? How is your state? So when Mawlana Gangui, rahmatullah alayhi, received the letter, he replied. And he said, Hazrat, I'm so shy. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to write to you. I don't know what is my condition. What can I tell you about my conditions? But there's only three things. By the barakat of your dua, by the barakat of your tawajjuh, that I felt in myself three taghayyur, three changes. First of all, shari'at tabi'at ben gay. Shari'at has become my nature, my first nature. Until I don't fulfill all my taqaza of deen, I'm bechini. Like in the ashar, the bismi. I'm bechini. I got no tranquility. Second thing, the whoever praises me or whoever blames me, it doesn't make any change to me. Madih or zam, yaksahu gay. And third thing, that from that time I left you, I got no more any ishkal about any mas'ala of shari'at. These are the three points that I have noticed in my life from the time I left the Khanqah. So now when Haji Sahib is reading that letter, subhanAllah, what he says, Yejun hone dikhahe, ab tak hamein bhi ye hasil nahi hua. So whatever he wrote, the Sheikh, he says that about his murid, whatever he wrote, me myself, I never attend, I never achieve. So that is the barakat of staying in the Sohbat of Awliya. 40 days, what rank, what spirituality, what level he reached, and what faida he get from his Sheikh, Mawlana Gangui, rahmatullah alayhi. Like when Sheikh Sayyid Suleiman Nadwi, rahmatullah alayhi, he came to see Mawlana Ashraf Ali Tani, rahmatullah alayhi. And he asked, he said, Hazrat Tasawuf, kis chiz ka naam hai? So Mawlana Tani, rahmatullah alayhi, Ashraf Ali Tani, rahmatullah alayhi, such a great, great alim. He's like Ustaz in front of Sayyid Suleiman Nadwi, rahmatullah alayhi, which was a very great khatib, adib, eloquent. He was mastering, as Hazrat says, he was mastering the Arab language more than his own mother language, Urdu, which was Urdu. So Mana Ashraf Ali Tani, rahmatullah alayhi, he says, you are such a fadil, I'm a talibihun. What can I tell you? What can I teach you? But I will tell you what I heard from the Buzurgani Din. And he says, so we expect now, Mana Tani, rahmatullah alayhi, is going to make a long explanation, what is tasawuf, all the details of tasawuf. But within few words, he summarized the whole subject of tasawuf. Few words. And what he said, is it tasawuf naam hai, aapne ko mita dene ka. Aapne aapko mita dena. It means that we have to annihilate ourselves, to destroy our ego, to exist not for ourselves, but to exist for Allah Ta'ala, in the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that is what Gangui rahmatullah alayhi, he achieved. He just before last incident, and I'll finish inshallah. He said that when Gangui rahmatullah alayhi, he was in the sohbat of Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi, it is said that one day Haji Sab invited him to have meal with him. So when time came, he sit down, Mawlana Gangui rahmatullah sit down, and on the dastarkhan there were two dishes. One was kofte, which was considered as a very high type of food, and the other dish was dal. It was considered as a lower type of food. And Haji Sab rahmatullah alayhi, he took the kofte for him, and he gave the dal to Mawlana Gangui rahmatullah alayhi. And at the same time, it happened that Haji Hafiz Ramin Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, he was passing, and he sees his colleague, his friend, Haji Sahib. So bitakalluf, he told him, he says, Haji Sahib, aap kofte kha rahe hai aur usko dal khila rahe, you eat the best food for you and you give him the dal to eat. So Haji Sahib answered, he said, this is my ihsan. This is my ihsan that he sits by me and he eats by me. What he deserves is that I give him a piece of bread with some dal and I tell him, go eat by the stairs there. This is what he deserves. But when Haji Sahib was saying these words, which it was quite harsh, sakht, he was looking at the face of Mawlana Gangui rahmatullah alayhi. How he reacts. Mawlana Gangui hears these hard words. how he reacted. It was actually a test to see how he's going to react. And the face of Mawlana Ganguly rahmatullah never changed one bit. Not even a sign of emotion, of bad feelings, nothing. Never changed at all. He annihilated himself completely. That is in 40 days what he achieved in the sohbat of Mawlana Haji Imdadullah rahmatullah alayhi. So inshallah, if we also we're going to stay in the sohbat of our Hazrat, Allah inshallah will give us inshallah all these good qualities inshallah. وما توفيق الله بالله واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.